I know it. My phone was going off. Forgive me. It's the first thing I've done wrong all year long. All right.
Wow. That lie just keeps getting bigger.
I used to try to call Brother Mike Patterson, and while he was preaching or wherever he was at, and try to call him while he was in the pulpit. A couple times I succeeded. Hey, what are you doing? And he's right at the microphone. What are you doing calling me, you idiot stick? I miss Brother Mike so much. Do you know it's amazing? When I met Mike Carson in August, I didn't realize the Lord was giving me another friend like that, you know? Yeah, another mic. Why does God keep bringing me all these mics, Brother Josh? So, Brother Josh, are we finding a lot of these?
There was probably some about a month ago.
About a month ago. Okay.
And then last week, Kevin picked up some stuff that somebody knocked off of the table.
Yeah.
Huh. Because I know that none of our martial arts families are going to do it. I know there's none of those. No, you're not doing it. I ain't going to blame you for it, little buddy. You know, I know what you would do is you take a couple, put them in your Bible, and hand them out, okay? So, I know it. Buddy, you're not, bless your heart. don't worry about it. You're all good. Well, we'll just ask the Holy Spirit to figure out who's doing it. If you're watching tonight, we're getting some tracks torn up. Somebody's coming in here and doing that, I guess. I don't know. I know it. Well, not only that, but during the morning time, I know there's none of the families that are doing that. So, Holy Spirit knows. That's all that matters. Amen. Just may have to keep the building locked at all times now. Yeah, Brother Josh. So a lot of times I'll come over and unlock the door, and then maybe while I'm gone or something, somebody might come in and tear up a track or two. Or you never know. The devil might come in here. He might send one of his to tear it up. You know, y'all, one of the things that we are not, and it's for fear of some of the things that are being taught. There's a whole lot more going on in our world the devil's in charge of than you can ever imagine. And devils, the fallen angels are real. And you never want to, that's why you don't tinker with, you don't get into witchcraft. You don't get into Wiccans and things like that. You just don't get into the voodoo. And so many other things because you just don't know what path it's going. If you got a Ouija board, you're wicked. Get rid of it. My dad tells a story about Grandma Nellie and her sister. If you would tonight, Galatians chapter 1. But he tells a story of them having a Ouija board and that Ouija board caused a lot of problems one night. And the story is pretty graphic. So, don't go playing with the devil. You ain't big enough to play with him. Michael the Archangel had to fight to get that answer to Daniel. So if Michael the Archangel can't do it, I guarantee you, you and I aren't going to do it. Galatians chapter 1. Now, we're in a passage that's pretty important. Last week we started this passage in verse 11. And I'm just going to highlight a couple verses here real quick. Verse 11, "But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man." Remember, that's another gospel. That's the cursed gospel. That's the wicked. That's the anti-God, anti-Jesus Christ gospel. And the spirit of Antichrist is very, 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 very thick in our world. Probably more so than at any time in the history of the world. Other than the time when the Lord Jesus was here. You know, when the Lord Jesus was here as the Lamb of God the first time, there was still a spirit of Antichrist. If you notice also at that time that there's a lot of devil possession. And there's a lot of that going on today. We just aren't recognizing it. I believe that the transgender movement is nothing but a devilish movement. It is a movement done primarily through people, and they just don't even realize it. If you've noticed some of these people, I showed Jamie a video that was on YouTube. And it was a transgender lawyer that was just absolutely throwing a fit. And they threw him to the ground. Leave me alone. The craziest thing was, so he was causing so much trouble, the judge ordered the two bailiffs the bailiff and the two guards that were in there to subdue him. And he's screaming and hollering and kicking. He took his phone and threw it at the judge. I didn't throw it. And it's right there on video. I didn't throw it. It just fell off. But that's what devils do, and people that are full of the devil. If the Holy Spirit lives within, he cannot possess you. You've been saved. But I can tell you right now, he can oppress you. And it's real. It's not Hocus Pocus. It's not Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's not this movie Wicked or whatever. So I've had people ask me if I've seen it. I said, no. I remember when the Wizard of Oz would come on. You know, I've watched it a couple times, but even Wizard of Oz, I mean, it's crazy. It does, doesn't it? Yeah. And that's just wicked itself. Why do you think they call it wicked? I don't know. Yeah, duh, right? And there's a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street. I mean, the Lord Jesus, he wants to give you life, not death. Have you ever, and our society is infatuated with death. And there's a company called Swag Golf, and they do a lot of things with skulls on it. Well, they have a really cool head cover that says, "Hello, friends." Well, that's the one that they like to sell, but the other one they like to sell is just it's a green with the flowers behind it, and I just forgot the flowers, Jamie. Azaleas. They have a couple of azaleas on it, and then they'll have a skull on it. Like, why do we have to put skulls on everything? And if you notice, skulls are in everything today. Why? It doesn't make sense. But that's what the other gospel is, another gospel. That is what this accursed that Paul speaks of in verse 9. But Paul makes mention, "I certify you, brethren," verse 11, "that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men." Paul was not a part of the establishment. And I told you last week, forgive me, beloved, but your pastor is not a part of the establishment. We are not a sword of the Lord church. I can tell you right now, the best Bibles on earth to buy from is local church Bible publishers right down here at Parker. Those are the best Bibles I've ever seen in my life. Now, there's some other groups doing that too. There's a group in Texas that's doing great Bibles like that. A group in Florida that's printing and making really nice Bibles, calfskin leather Bibles at a really nice price. Instead of the $200 and $300 for a Cambridge or an Oxford Bible, you can get their Bible for $70 and $80. And I mean, I had this one give to me. They don't print this one anymore, but it's the big, large print, wide margin. That's the one I wanted to find for you, Brother Ray, but I couldn't find it. Nobody's making them anymore. I know you need that large print, don't you? Well, Papa will see what he can get you, man, all right? I'll get you a real King James, good King James Bible. Now, so with that, Paul has to sit. Paul has to stand Peter to the face in verse 18. "Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But the other apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lie not." So we know that this is the truth of the gospel. He mentions in verse 11 of chapter 2, verse 11, "But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed." What is he being blamed for? Well, remember that the problem was the Jew was trying to tell them, the Gentile, that they had to be circumcised. Now, I won't go into what circumcision is, but we can go all the way back to Abraham's day when God had Abraham, and it was a sign of the Jews. It was a sign. Now, we found out in society that that's actually healthy, and I won't go into all that, but it's a healthy thing for male and female. It's a healthy thing in our society. And God, by the way, anything God does is usually healthy and life-giving. He doesn't want to have to destroy. He doesn't want to have to send fire and brimstone. He'd much rather people willingly love him and willingly follow him. But Paul is dealing with that. So what we looked at last week is the way, the truth, and the life. Paul is not a preacher of Peter. Paul is not a preacher of James. Paul is not a preacher of John. But Brother Paul has been called of God, and he's a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that in verse number one, if you would. "Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead." In the office tonight, I was explaining to the young men about some of the problems we've had. And I have no problem naming names in the whole situation. It doesn't, well, that's family stuff. No. The Bible tells us we are to call them out. Now, I'm not being mean in that, but what I am saying is we learn from that because that's who we are. You and I are murderers at heart. At our heart, there is no good thing within us. And the Holy Spirit, God Almighty has to put it in us. God has to do that. We cannot do that in ourselves. This Bible and the Holy Spirit working in us to bring about that which is best for us. That's God's grace and His mercy for us. But Brother Paul is talking about the way, the truth, and the life. Paul was only accountable to the Lord Jesus. And Paul wanted to be a part. He wanted to be a part of the brothers and sisters. But brothers and sisters don't like you. Brother Doyle told me one time, he says, you know, I'd have you preach more, but you just kind of straight to the point. That's when he was trying to say I was, what was the word he used? Does anybody remember? Blunt. And I said, no, it's bold. Bold and courageous, direct. You and I do not need anyone beating around the bush. Brother Ray, that Wolverine stuff, no, I'm kidding now, okay? Hey, they're in the Final Four. I got to shut up, all right? Miss Jamie said if they win, she wants a Michigan shirt. So because they got to the Final Four, I had to find a Michigan shirt for Sister Jamie. I don't know if I can wear it because I don't know if the skin cancer come from it or not. You got it? Anyway, I digress. But we don't need anybody beating around the bush. What'd your mom and dad do? Get the trash out. It's direct. I am thankful I had a number of men that would pull me aside. Dr. Tab and Brother Ralph. I was already searching in the early 90s. Why is such a big deal about the King James Bible? Because my pastor hadn't sat down and really taught us that. And he had been around Bob Jones too much. And Bob Jones University is a wicked college. It's wicked. They're very much a doctrinally heretical. When you start looking at their thought, well, let me go on. And because of that, I didn't know anything about it until I got to Florida. I had heard of Dr. Ruckman. And by the way, let me say this about Dr. Ruckman. He doesn't have everything wrong. He was a battler. He was a fighter for the King James Bible when nobody else would. That's huge. He and Dr. Seidler and many of those old timers, buddy, they stood on the truth and they said, listen, you need a King James. Well, I didn't know that. But I, so in 1993, 94, I had two good men of God pull me aside and say, David, this is it. This is, you've got to, but here's what they did. They said, you got to find out for yourself. And I'm glad they did. Dr. Tab has never said, follow me. Dr. Tab always said, does anybody remember? Know the book. I'd come here. I was here pastoring here about 2 or 3 years. And I said, hey, Doc, you want to come up and preach on the preservation? He was writing a book at the time on inspiration preservation. And I said, you want to come up? David, you go get that information for yourself and you give it to your people. You know what he was telling me? Go find out the truth. You've had me teach you. You've had other great men of God, talk about it. Now you go find it out. Hey, that's the best way to figure it out, is have people. In the last couple of years in my study, I've seen some things that I'm still not willing to preach from the pulpit yet, but I've seen some things that I'm thinking, I need to be careful with this. Well, maybe, you know what, I was wrong in that. And I know that's hard for many of us to say. I've told you before, to admit that you're wrong and to repent are the two hardest things for you to do. There's some of us that will repent right now. Then there's some of us it takes a little while, and there's others that are just so stinking stubborn because they don't do a smell test and see if what they're doing is stinks or not. Now, Paul said that the Lord Jesus is the way, truth, and life. That's what we're looking at. Paul wanted to work with the church in Jerusalem, but the problem with the church in Jerusalem was the fact that they wanted to add circumcision. Well, that's not so. So that's why verse 11, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face because he was to blame. For before the certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. Remember Luke chapter 15? Pharisees and Sadducees jumped on the Lord for what reason? He eateth with sinners and publicans. Thank God he sits down with sinners and publicans. And those that, what is it? Those that are righteous and have no need of repentance? Boy, them little sorry scoundrels, they thought they had it right. Hey, that's why the Democratic Party has become the party of Satan and death. And the Republicans are following right along behind it. There are a lot of Republicans that are nothing but a bunch of wimps. They don't care about the Constitution. It's amazing to me, some of the videos I've seen, they've asked young people, we've lost some of our rights because President Trump is president. You lost a lot of rights when Obama was president. When the so-called 2020 election came around, you lost your right, and we were in YouTube jail a few times. And I'm surprised that Facebook allows us to be on. Thank you, Facebook. Because we've said some things from the Scriptures, and not from anything else, but from the Scriptures, that have pointed out the corruption, the wickedness. They're finding trillions of dollars now in fraud. And still nobody's in jail. That come a day, 2 Timothy chapter 3, where evil will be good and good will be evil. We just had a terrorist attack. We've had a number of them here in the state of Michigan. Finally, Alyssa Slotkins, who just voted not for the Save America Act, which I don't understand because I always have to show an ID in order to vote. I don't understand that. Did you ever notice that when you go to vote, you got to have your driver's license or state ID with you? But usually, yeah. In 2020, I didn't have to. You didn't have to in 2020 because they wanted the election to go one direction. And that's what they want to continue to happen so that they stay in power. The problem with that is during those days, they'll burn buildings down. The Iranians are kids compared to what we have here in America. These people we have in America that are doing this, they're full-grown terrorists. But then they say the same thing about us because all we want to preach is Jesus Christ. Beloved, these arguments. Why would I bring that? Well, I've already just about run out of time, which is about normal. Come to verse 21, because this is where we're going to anchor for a few weeks. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Jamie and I have family members. You may have family members. That they think that when a person's baptized in the baptistry, that's when they get their sins washed away. That's the Christian church. That's the disciples of Christ. That's so many religions. I mean, even the Catholic Church says if you've not been, Kyle and Kenny, you and I have no chance for heaven. Because we were not sprinkled as babies to get rid of our original sin. But if you read this King James Bible, the only person who can get rid of sin is the Lord Jesus. He's the only one. Poor Kevin and Caden, they'll never make it to heaven. Ray and Rachel, you're never going to make it to heaven according to their religion. Because you were not baptized. There's nothing in the Bible that mentions baptism of infants. And there's a whole lot of people that follow along with the Lutheran and the Presbyterian and all the other harlots of the Roman Church. And they will have to add those things. Paul says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. To add works, if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. His death is meaningless if the law could save you. I remember telling that Church of Christ preacher. I said, according to Matthew chapter 3, and I had him read the verses to me. I said, if they're going down to the river to confess their sin, why do they need to be dunked in the water? Or why do they even need to believe in Jesus Christ if all that's going to happen is they're confessing, they're going to get... Why would they need to go get dunked now if they're confessing? They don't need to confess. Are you telling me the repentance is not needed? Now, beloved, let me say in salvation, repentance is a fruit of salvation. Lord Jesus, save my soul. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, correct? By grace through faith. But I don't know about you, but when I asked Lord Jesus to save me immediately, and even Pastor Khan says, David, ask Lord Jesus to save you. And ask him to forgive you. He didn't give me no prayer. He didn't do any of that. He knew that I'd come forward. I remember I'd come forward and there's an argument in a lot of Bible colleges, when does a person get saved? Back there in their seat, when they walk the aisle, or when they ask the Lord Jesus to save them? I'm going to tell you right now, when I was sitting in the back, he was preaching out of John 3. It was Bill Rice III was preaching out of John chapter 3, and I knew I needed to be saved. And I was sitting with the bus kids. My mom and dad were in the service, but I was sitting with the bus kids. I didn't know what else to do. I need to be saved. I got up and I walked up, and of course I told you Pastor Con's 6'2", 6'3". He's a big, big boy. And he's already on a stage that's about this high. So I mean, my head's about even with his shoes. Pastor Con, I need to be saved. Then David just kneeled down there and asked Jesus to save and asked him to forgive you. Repentance is a fruit of salvation. My repentance did not save me. Jesus Christ saved me. And because of that, Lord Jesus, would you forgive me of my sin? Wash me clean. By the way, if we confess our sin, that kind of thing, not that we need to be saved ever again, but every day if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to cleanse. To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our sins, all unrighteousness. Thank you. Beloved, that's salvation. For Jesus saved my soul. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Lord Jesus, you are the Savior. You are God. Now, that's the gospel. But the one word, now I'll be finished here because I know we're tired tonight. It's been a long day. This word frustrate, he has here in verse number 21. I do not frustrate the grace of God. He mentions here this word. This word has the idea to cast off, to despise, to reject. He says, he's saying there, I do not frustrate the grace of God. I don't make it of none effect. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in his death, burial, and resurrection. It is by his blood that our sins are washed away. I remember growing up as a kid, they used to make a big deal about all the hymns that were taken out of hymn books when they mentioned the blood of Jesus, or the blood of the Lord Jesus. And I remember those old timers, they'd stand up and they'd take that Bible and they'd say, any way you cut this Bible, it bleeds. All through the Bible you see that blood sacrifice. And the Lord Jesus, as we know in the book of Hebrews, once he entered in. Once. The argument between Paul and the church was arguing over circumcision. Here's a question for you. Are works added to salvation? No, there can't be. It's either by work, and we're going to get into that a little bit more, but it's either by works or it's by grace. It can't be by both. All through the scriptures, Abraham was saved by, and we're going to get into that a little bit more, but Abraham and Moses and David and all those Old Testament saints, they were saved by grace through faith like you and I are. They believed in the promise to come. And then we see that, and we'll get into more of that as we come along here. Works are not needed, but here, that's the question. So Peter, James, and John, are you saying in order for those Gentiles to truly be saved, they had to be circumcised? Not only that, but we find Peter, who's eating with the Gentiles, right? In verse 12, for before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Barnabas was wicked and wrong here. It would be like this. You ready? I'm sitting down and eating dinner with Ray and Rachel and the young men there, and we're having a great time. Love you, fellas. Man, this is great ham, and this is great meatloaf. This is great meatloaf, and this is, oh, that eclair. I can't wait to get to the eclair. I know that Mama can kill it with that eclair. Amen. Oh, and by the way, Miss Jamie brought us a big old bucket of homemade cookies. Oh, we've got some of her she doesn't do no-bake cookies real well. So the ones that she made, they were a crumbled mess. Dad and I know what to do with that with the ice cream. Bring me your cookies. Bring me your crumbles. We'll make it work. And then Josh walks in. And I look over and I see him. I said, Jamie, we got to go. Josh is here. What's he going to think of us eating with the Mills? That's what happened. That's what happened. And Paul had to stand him to the face and he said, you know, Peter, you're wrong. Beloved, that happens a lot today. I've been in those meetings. I've had evangelists. We've sitting there and talking, and Jamie knows what I'm talking. A number of times this has happened. Big name evangelists sitting there talking to us, but they're constantly looking to see who's coming in. There's a fellow up in Cadillac it's like that, Brother Godsey. And I've been around these guys, and they're more concerned about what they look like, what their image is. And I've seen them as we were talking. Oh, I got to go. And David is not important. And I go to a lot of places. Brother Tab said, we were with Brother Barry Goodman was at his church. Brother Barry Goodman out of Shelby, North Carolina. Man, preacher of preachers. And I had walked in. I didn't know Brother Barry was going to be there. This is in Fort Walton Beach. He's out of Shelby, North Carolina. Brother Goodman, man, it's good to see you. Baby, were you with me that night? Maybe not. Maybe you weren't. And I walked in. I said, man, it's so good to see you. And hugged him and everything. Brother Tab's up on the stage. And he walks down, and I see him. I'm waving at Brother Tab, you know. And he walks up and says, Dave, how do you know Brother Goodman? So, oh, my brother went to church with him, and we've been in service there with him, and we've had a shout and fit there with him. And he says, how do you know all these guys? I tell you why, fellas. Y'all listening? Be that bus brat. They don't have to know your name. They don't have to know where you're from. They don't have to know how many degrees you got. They don't need to know. They just need to know you're saved. They don't have to know your name. My name can't save. My name's not important. And neither is your name. Well, that's really encouraging. Yeah, it is awesome when God can separate you from your flesh. Now, this argument, our works added to salvation. Here's a thought for you. What part of the law is needed for salvation? None of it. None of it. But that's what's in question here. And that's what's in question in a lot of churches. What part of the law is needed for salvation? There's a lot of independent Baptists. They got their long lists. And they've got a list of 500 things. And if you're off in one of them, you cannot be a part of us. I've been around it. I've seen it with my own eyes. I saw it at the campus church. I've seen it in Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas. I've seen it all over the country. And it bugs me. It bothers me. You know why I have found out those that are real? They may not be a part of the church, but it's a camp meeting going on. And they get back in the kitchen and they help out where they can. I'm going to tell you right now, those are the real servants of God. Because we're all a part of the church. Now, I know each church is autonomous, a local church. I understand that. But when you look at the grand scheme of the bride of Christ, do you not understand that we Jamie and I, we were pastoring in Mississippi. And when we went down to Brother Ralph's camp meeting, we found somewhere to serve. Whether it was making tater salad and rolls or just watching kids, we found out later on Micah was back being the entertainment for the teenagers, doing his robot dance, and I don't know what all he was doing back there. You have to ask Uncle Micah about that, Matthias. But a lot of these guys say, what college did you go to? You don't have a tie on. What are you doing? Your wife wears blue jeans? I had a missionary call me the other day, and he knows this pastor really well, and they want him to come in and present the work. They sent him a big, long questionnaire. I don't want a questionnaire, and I think it's wicked. And I'll tell you why. I want to look the missionaries straight in their face and talk to them about doctrine. By what Bible they carry tells me a lot. What do they think of salvation by grace through faith? That tells me a lot. Well, there's a lot of other things that I'll listen for. And what do we have for any kind of fellowship? Well, there's basic doctrine. Now, this missionary says to me, the questionnaire says in it, do the women in your household wear dresses? That's the question. Right, here's the point the missionary made. He says, I said, sure. He says, yeah. And that yes is the answer he gave. But I know because of her profession, she'll wear a smock. Or she'll wear a slacks or something. You know, was my mom less godly because she wore slacks at Sony and Zenith where she was soldering and whatnot and she was keeping her legs protected? Was she wicked for that? Was my mom and grandma and the women of the church that I grew up around, the farmers' wives that I know that love the Lord, were they wrong by working the farm in blue jeans? If anything, because of the thicket, I kind of hope they do. But there's a listing. What part of the law is needed for salvation? I'll tell you, a lot of these people think there's a lot. Beards. I don't know where I come from. You know, if I wanted to be mean about it, I'd tell you, man, don't have a beard on, can't be used to God. But there's nothing in the Bible that says that. That's why I don't. There's some fellas that just can't grow a beard. And it doesn't mean they're less than a man, okay? Amen. Oh my goodness. You understand? We will ask this question, what part of the law is needed for salvation or even to keep somebody saved? None of it. What is the law for? The law is principles. The law is how we should live our lives. The only part of the law that was done away with was the ceremonial law. Hey, listen, there's a whole bunch. I don't have any tattoos. You know why? Because God called them wicked. I don't have any ear piercings as a man. You know why? Because God said, no, don't do that. That's what the world does. And we ought to be separated. Now, is a tattoo or ear piercing terrible? I've known some great believers that are into that kind of thing. Do I think it's right? That's between them and the Lord and what the Scriptures teach. My job as David is to lead Miss Jamie, my home, in this direction. My life is not to come in and tell my son David and his family, hey, this is how you're supposed to live. I've already taught him. It's between him and God. There's no part of the law that is needed for salvation. Do you understand that? And if I have brothers and sisters that have tattoos, that don't bother me. I have worked with bikers that were in love with God more than somebody that's marked off all the boxes, had the right clothing, the right speech, the right this, the right that. I've known them be as wicked as a biker that was out there helping me hand out tracts. I'm just telling you. There's no need for the South. We separate on so many. And I understand separation. What do I understand separation? But if a dear brother said, I've gone into jails and prisons with fellows that had been in jail and prison with tats all over their arms, and they were some of the most genuine, godly people I've ever met in my life. What part of the law is needed for salvation? Well, there isn't any. What part of the law is needed to remain saved? That's another question that's here. Peter, he saw all them. I got to leave the Gentiles. Man, what are they going to think? There's a lot of you, and I don't think anyone in our church will do this, but there's a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ won't have anything to do with me anymore because who I've hung out with, who I have ate dinner with. You understand? I have no problem with I think it's wrong. I'm not going to do it. But we got believers and non-believers that I've been around just cuss up a storm. I'm not going to stand there. Now, if they use the name of the Lord Jesus in vain, I might say something. That's my Savior you're talking about. Be careful. Yep. All right, that's what I will do because he's my Savior. Beloved, there's a bunch of junk going on in the church. And many, many independent Baptists are frustrating the grace of God. And then there's those great ones. We were talking about fundamental tonight. If there was a church I would love to be a part of, and Ray and Rachel, you've been blessed. Look, I am nowhere near the man that Brother Rader is. I know that. I look up to Brother Rader. He is a little taller. I have to look up to him. But I look up to Pastor Rader. That's a great man of God. I put him, Josh, in line with all them other preachers that I've been around that I knew were great men of God. Brother Charlie Andrews, old Ruckmanite. Man, he loved Jamie and I. Put us up, fed us, took care of us. Other great, great pastors. You know, Jamie, I know a lot of struggles with Brother Ralph. But he cared for us when we couldn't care for ourselves. A lot of great men and women of God. Brother James Hires. I wish y'all could have got to meet Diane. Great men and women of God. Here's some old backwoods hillbillies. They did not own one dress shirt, one tie. Definitely not a Michigan tie. Not one tie did they ever wear. Not one tie dress. Well, not pastoring. Brother Hott down in Paris, down on the southwest corner of Paris there. A little church out in the country. He never wore a shirt and tie. Does that mean he's less than a man of God? Does that mean he's not maybe saved? No. And I tell you what, those are my people. Not the ones that are trying to put on the Ritz all the time. Well, let me give you this last one. I'm done. I know you guys are tired. Forgive me. I got wound up. Forgive me, y'all. This kind of stuff winds me up, though, because I see it all the time. Because now I will have to admit, I am the fool at times. I'll go to a pastor's fellowship with bib overalls on. I've been known to do that. Golf shirt, golf pants. And y'all pray for your pastor. He needs lots of help. Amen. Amen. I knew that would wake Ray up. I like to push those buttons. Let me give you one more thing here. Is the law even needed for life after salvation? Be careful how you answer that. Yes. The law gives us a lot of things in it that, now we can take it too far also. There's been a number of preachers, Brother Lester Olof, one of the best of the best of the best of the best of I can ever remember. And I remember him being in our home church, and I remember Brother Olof had the Olof homes down in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I think there's still a couple going on in Mississippi, Louisiana. But brother didn't believe in eating pork. And then you have Dr. Malone from Midwestern Baptist Bible College, that they would fight back and forth on whether she'd eat ham or bacon. Well, now I understand why. See, according to the Old Testament law, the hog, he is a scavenger. So whatever's in that meat was something that it ate. So basically, you were eating whatever it ate, and it's a carnivore. Yeah. Hogs really don't like lettuce. Okay? They don't. They definitely don't like kale. Is the law even needed for life after salvation? Well, the answer to that is you've got to have a manual as to how to live. Pardon? You need it for growth. There's a lot of lessons in it. How the children of Israel just saw the Red Sea destroy the Egyptian army and turn around 3 days later and are bickering and complaining and going on. Well, the same God that just dried up the Red Sea and brought the walls of water up is the same God can give you water over here. I don't know which one I'd have been, but here's the one I'd like to be. Hey, Moses, my family and I need water. Would you ask God if we could have some water, please? You know, a lot of times it takes us to be in that position, so we'll ask, and he's already seen it ahead of time. He just wanting us to get to a point where we'll submit enough to ask. That's what the law teaches. Well, he done did it over there. What, we just come up against another problem. Here, you think we're going to have any worries about it later on? No. Tonight, as we embark on this, I do not frustrate, verse 21, the grace of God. Father, help us to understand the word tonight, and I pray it's been a help. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope it helped y'all. I don't know if it did or not, but I know y'all are tired. Y'all, thank you.